So it was that after Azanulbizar the dwarves dispersed again. But first with great labour they stripped all their dead, so that orcs should not come and win there a store of weapons and mail. It is said that every dwarf that went from that battlefield was bowed under a heavy burden. Then they built many pyres and burned all the bodies of their kin. There was a great felling of trees in the valley, which remained bare ever after, and the reek of the burning was seen in Lorien. Such dealings with their dead seemed grievous to the dwarves, for it was against their use. But to make such tombs as they were accustomed to build, since they will lay their dead only in stone, not in earth, would have taken many years. To fire, therefore, they turned, rather than leave their kin to beast or bird or carrion orc. But those who fell in Azanulbizar were honoured in memory, and to this day a dwarf will say proudly of one of his sires, "He was a burned dwarf, and that is enough." When the dreadful fires were in ashes, the allies went away to their own countries, and Dain Ironfoot led his father's people back to the Iron Hills. Then, standing by the great stake, Thrain said to Thorin Oakenshield, "Some would think this head dearly bought. At least we have given our kingdom for it. Will you come with me back to the anvil, or will you beg your bread at proud doors?"
"To the anvil," answered Thorin. "The hammer will at least keep the arms strong until they can wield sharper tools again."
So Thrain and Thorin, with what remained of their following, among whom were Balin and Gloin, returned to Dunland, and soon afterwards they removed and wandered in Eriador, until at last they made a home in exile in the east of Ered Luin, beyond the Lune. Of iron were most of the things that they forged in those days, but they prospered after a fashion, and their numbers slowly increased. They had very few women folk. Dis, Thrain's daughter, was there. She was the mother of Fili and Kili, who were born in the Ered Luin. Thorin had no wife. But, as Thror had said, the ring needed gold to breed gold, and of that, or any other precious metal, they had little or none.